Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1481, air date September 10th, 2024.
Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, hey everybody. This is Ryan Shea. I'll be the moderator for today's debate. I'll be asking the same questions posed to Dr. Shiva's opponents, Trump and Kamala Harris. First question, Dr. Shiva, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago with the economy?
Well, it's really a function of which Americans we're talking about, Ryan. You know, if we're talking about the bourgeois elites, the 0.001%, their lives actually keep continually getting better and better and better. Trump made sure to execute the lockdowns, to execute the pandemic gains for the elites. As everyone knows, it was during the pandemic, nearly 600 billionaires increased their wealth by $2.3 trillion. It was one of the biggest transfers of wealth. And if we actually go back to 1970 till today, there's been close to $47 trillion of wealth transferred from the first and second income quartiles to the elites, to the swarm, as I call it. And cost of living has explosively gone up while lifespan has gone down. So it really doesn't matter. It's like which guy is going to deliver the bitter medicine to the working people that make you feel good as you're getting screwed. So that's what this is really about. So it keeps getting worse for working people. You can just go look at prices. You can go look at lifespan. You can go look at the fact in the last, if you compare the last 20 years of young people in the who are 20-year-olds and the 20 years prior to that, their actual rates of cancer have explosively gone up. So the bottom line is, whether it's Kamala Harris or Trump or Biden or Obama, the elites have one agenda: to make you feel good as though you're getting a better choice. But the reality is we need a systems overhaul. So Trump, again, was managing the biggest transfer of wealth. And whether it's Kamala Harris or Trump, they'll continue to do that. So there's really not going to be any big difference. It's very small incremental difference. It's not going to be anything systemic that's going to really affect the advancement of working people in this country.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Do you believe Americans can afford higher tariffs?
Well, let's really talk about, you know, this whole concept of tariffs and no tariffs. This is just, again, worldwide wrestling, entertainment. If you look at the history of the discussions of tariffs or no tariffs, it goes back for many, many years. It's just a recurring cycle of nonsense. So one wing of the establishment will argue against tariffs and the other wing will argue for tariffs. And typically the wing that argues for tariffs tries to present themselves, you know, as protectionists or trying to protect the American workers. But ultimately what they're trying to do is to enable one wing of the establishment, the swarm, during a four-year period to control market forces so they can go rape another section, a large section of working people. That's all this is about. But substantially, when you look at it, whether there's tariffs or no tariffs, the working people in this country are the ones who bear the brunt of any types of cost increases that take place, why Wall Street and the elites essentially rape working people. So you just have to understand that the questions that these moderators even ask these people have nothing to do with anything substantive. The real question that needs to be asked is, when you look at the wages of working people and who bears the brunt of taxation for foreign wars, you'll find out that working people's wages have gone down since 1970. And the people who bear the brunt of whether you fight economic wars through tariffs or whether you fight actual wars, it's working people, it's the middle class. And neither of these candidates have any solution to address that. I'm the only one, Ryan, who has a solution to address that. And one of the fundamental ways that you address that is to recognize that economic policy, domestic economic policy, is directly related to foreign policy, specifically the funding of Israel. The day that we castrate Zionism, and I mean that in a much more economic terms, by stop all funding to Israel, you're going to see a significant improvement in the reduction of cost of living, which neither of these candidates can deliver. So they don't want to go to the root of evil and to really solve the systems issue. They'll just keep creating issues. So one wing of the American working class will get emails saying, oh, tariffs are bad. And another wing of the American working class will get emails saying tariffs are good. And each one of them will be donating money to one of these Zionist hoodlums. But they will not address the real issue, which is we must cut funding to Israel, we must exit foreign wars, and we must build the foundational economy of the United States, which serves a broad mass of working people. And that can only come when you stop printing money. But the current model of operations of the elites is based on printing money, modern monetary theory. And in order to print money, they must have a war machine like Israel and an aircraft carrier in the Middle East, which perpetuates war. So that's what this is really about. But none of these idiots will ever address this issue because they're both funded by Zionism.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Shiva. Why should the American people trust Trump on abortion?
Well, the reality is, I mean, it's really, you see what they're doing again with these questions, and I want the audience to really understand. The way that they ask these questions is to create issues which are really not the real issues that affect the broad mass of American people. Trust Trump on abortion. Okay, let's just sort of deconstruct that, okay? Well, first of all, anything that any of these politicians say cannot be trusted at all because they have billions and billions of dollars of Madison Avenue marketing behind them. And the purpose of that marketing is to divide the working class into being entertained by one wing of the establishment or the other. And this is what they do in a relentless process every 4 years. And as a part of that, they bring up the same old issues, abortion, tariffs, right? Border, immigration, you keep going on. But at a fundamental level, you'll find out that they're not solving any of these issues. I mean, if you really look at the abortion issue and you unravel it, the real issue that needs to be solved is what is going on with the plight of working women in this country. And that's a much more fundamental issue, which is a root cause of why people even have abortions, okay? The economic conditions, and people do not want to address that because that'll lead to a much deeper discussion to find out that the enemy is the same regardless of those establishment people are pro-abortion or anti-abortion. So when it comes to Trump, anything out of his mouth, just like Kamala Harris, is just garbage. They'll say anything, anything. So it's not just Trump who cannot be trusted, neither can Kamala Harris. Now, if you look at the pro-choice or pro-life, you know, wings of this, again, a fake dialectic, you'll understand something very, very important. The pro-life wing, so-called conservatives, don't give a damn about pro-life. They're only pro-life to the extent when the baby's in the womb, right? But after the baby comes out of the womb, they're absolutely fine destroying the life of that baby. Most of the conservatives are the ones, the Republican right are the ones who support Monsanto, which pollutes the food chain globally. And we can go into many, many other things. So their pro-life is really not pro-life. Similarly, the pro-choice people really are not pro-choice when it comes to vaccine mandates. They were all for vaccinating everyone. So you can't trust any of these guys, Ryan, because they don't really have an interest in really solving the problem. Because if you really want to solve the issue of abortion, let's address economic conditions and why poor working women do have abortions, okay? There's an economic issue here that's never talked about. So then therefore it leads to a depopulation model for poor Black people, particularly, right? Or poor whites, because they're the first ones who can't afford conditions to have babies, you know, under certain conditions, economic conditions. So neither wing of the establishment wants to address that. So, by the way, Trump, you can't obviously trust on anything. He said he was going to lock up Hillary. He did nothing to lock her up. Kamala Harris claims she's for inclusivity and people of color and minorities. She's the one who filed the lawsuit against me, a person of color, a minority, a low caste, quote unquote, untouchable in New Jersey to get me off the ballot. None of these people can be trusted for anything that comes out of their mouth. You go look at my history, Ryan. From the time I was young to today, an activist, my words actually match my deeds. But that's why these people do not want a guy like me on the ballot. That's why both wings of the establishment are working with state election officials day and night to remove the electors who put me on the ballot rightfully. And that's why we're filing multiple lawsuits right now.
Do you think that's why they keep you off the debate stage as well?
Well, the reason they keep me off the debate stage, because people see the vast distinction between a real person of the people like myself, like everyone listening here who came from below, and these two folks who were actually created characters or actors, created by Silicon Valley, created by Wall Street, created by Zionism. So this is not even a real debate between these two fools.
All right, next question. This is addressed towards Kamala Harris. Would you have done anything differently for the border crisis? So I guess this question is directed to you. Well, what would you have done?
Let's really look at this. The border crisis continues to, the crisis is again created by the swarm, by both wings of the establishment. If you look during Trump's era, there were the number of illegal immigrants coming into the United States was the same as the, in fact, it was more than the Obama era. What's really fascinating to understand is under the Trump era, legal immigrants actually went down. Okay. So one needs to understand that both wings of the establishment make immigration a theatrical issue, but none of them actually want to solve it. Why? Because they need cheap labor from these war-torn countries that are war-torn or have systemic corruption problems in those countries caused by U.S. imperialism. It is the swarm that the U.S. and U.S. imperialism, which created the conditions in these countries, that these people leave those countries. Everyone knows that people who follow me, people who are interested in our candidacy, know that we always go to the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem, again, comes down to the fact that the establishment, the swarm, the whatever you want to call them, thrives on war. They need war. They need crisis in other countries. And using those crises, they justify war, which enables the United States to be the reserve currency. And once you're the reserve currency, you can print money and devastate other countries' economies and devastate the economy of the working people in this country. This is like basic fundamentals that should be taught in kindergarten, Ryan. So once you understand that dynamic, that the elites thrive on printing money, creating inflation, ramping up cost of living for working people and devastating other people's lifespan, you start to recognize that the quote-unquote immigration, quote-unquote crisis is caused by them because they need cheap labor in this country. So they drive, just like my father and mother came, very, very hardworking people, accomplished people. They came to the United States because you go back and you look at British imperialism and colonialism, which devastated countries like India. So there was a brain drain created. So the best workers came here, obviously as legal immigrants in that case, but in other much poor countries where there's crisis created by U.S. imperialism, they come here as quote unquote illegal immigrants, right? And the illegal immigration is what fuels U.S. imperialism because you can hire these people for nothing. You put them in sweatshops, and that's how large U.S. corporations are able to make profit. So we need to understand that. And that dynamic, that crisis, U.S. imperialism, the swarm has no interest in solving. They don't want to solve the legal or the illegal immigration problem because they profit from it, Ryan. That's what we need to understand. So to the extent they talk about a crisis and show pictures and then fight among each other, it's all theater. It's all theater. Because they really wanted to solve the crisis, you know, the solution I've talked about is very simple. The only organization among the three branches that can solve, quote unquote, immigration crisis is Congress. Congress. And Congress doesn't want to do jack shit. So they go right when they supposedly are getting near a solution, they go on vacation, right? Recess. Well, what the American people should demand is Congress should not be able to go on vacation. Just like if you have something due and you're running a business, just like if you have, you know, homework assignment due, you can't leave unless you want to get an F. So Congress has to stay and solve this problem. This problem solution is actually pretty simple. You take all those people who are quote unquote illegal immigrants who've been here for, let's say, a certain period of time, and they're honorable people, you make sure you start collecting taxes from them, which will generate close to a couple of $1 trillion in tax revenue for the United States. And then you put them on the path to legal immigration, but you get them to pay taxes. Obviously, the people are criminals and those people you send out. And I would argue that you should also send out those quote unquote American US citizens who are fully able-bodied, can work, but they're scamming the system. Maybe they should be sent back to those other countries. And so you have a de-immigration process also. But see, the solutions are actually quite simple when you think about it very rationally. But the reality is neither wing of the establishment wants to solve any problem because they're profiting from cost of living. They're profiting from your lifespan going down. And so everything we see every 4 years is pure theater, theatrics. The questions are theatrics. The framing of the problem is theatrics. It doesn't have to do with the fundamental issue of the fact that working people who actually are the ones who deliver value to the economy get screwed, and those people sit on their ass and don't do anything, move capital around all day, are the ones who profit and do insider trading. And that can only happen if we shatter the swarm.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. This question addressed to Trump. How would you, deport 11 million undocumented immigrants?
Yes, you have to understand, so just think about this. Someone is going to deport, Trump just says nonsense because he just wants to get attention. It's just literally WWE wrestling. Just says whatever the fuck comes to his mind. Because he knows that, and by the way, he calls everyday people basement dwellers, right? And Kamala Harris has no regard, you know, as a prosecutor, she jailed everyday working people. And so what we need to understand is that that neither of these people really want to solve any of the problems. Ryan, what was the specific thing you wanted me to speak to on this question?
Well, I think the question maybe is, would you deport 11 million undocumented?
Yeah, I'm saying, you see, you're talking about, moving close to 3% of the US population out, right? And so you have to really think about, you have to work out the math on that, how much effort that will take. But more importantly, we have to ask, what is going to be the process to do that? And what will the infrastructure need? Let's just follow this through. And what you'll find is that in order to do something like that, you're gonna have to create a surveillance state. And Trump and both wings of the establishment want to create more and more infrastructure to surveil all of us. So when they talk about the immigrant quote unquote crisis, border crisis, and they want to create a safe environment, whenever politicians talk about safety, what that really means, or they make, you know, inane statements like they're going to deport 11 million people, just like Trump said he was going to lock her up, if you remember, right? And he was going to drain the swamp, none of which he did. Many of those things are buzzwords to hype up people. So they show something over here in one hand, like to the monkey, right? And then do something over here. And what they want to do here is to create a deeper and deeper and deeper surveillance state. And that's what this is about. If you see Trump's videos, he talks about, you know, biometric tracking of everyone. So you can't really take anything that comes out of his mouth seriously, or anything that comes out of Kamala Harris's mouth seriously, because all of this is theatrics. And once you get that clear, you'll realize that they have no interest in solving any problem. It's pure theatrics for them. They're not going to solve immigration crisis. They'll create more immigration crisis, and they won't solve anything. They're just creating the narratives that they'll just talk about all day to split working people up. It's nothing to do with the reality at all.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Next question directed towards Kamala. Why have so many of your policy positions changed? So I guess if you want to comment on her policy positions and why do they change? And I would say generally as well, why do the positions of the Democratic Party, because that's maybe what they both are, why do their positions change so much?
Well, look, you have to understand something, right? You see, they're trying to, again, the entire debate here is to create a false dialectic. Democrat bad, Republican good, or Republican bad, Democrat bad, whatever you want to call it, right? As though there's a fundamental difference between these two wings of the establishment. And you can see how they manipulated a large sector of people who wanted a break from the establishment. They created the scumbag booby fucking Kennedy. And his job was to make people believe that he was some quote unquote independent. Go look at his tweets. I will never, ever support Trump, right? Well, what they do in a relentless process is they know they're real independents, like our movement, myself. So they create fake independence to manipulate people back to one wing of the establishment, okay? That's what this is really about. So when they talk about as though Kamala Harris is, you know, changes their position, well, think about Trump's changes position. Both of them have. Because these people, the swarm, and I want everyone to really understand this, have no positions. The position they have is they must manipulate you, working people, to think they're going to do something for you. So this is how it works. They have now with the era of social media, they're sucking all of this knowledge in, and they're sucking all of this knowledge in into powerful computers, which are watching which way the American people are moving, particularly which strata of the American people, which way the elites are talking, which way the middle class is talking, which way the conscious middle class is talking, who wants change. You say, what are they verbalizing? And all of this data is coming into them now in real time. Before, it used to take them years. Now they get data literally in microseconds. So the reason they quote unquote change their position is because this data of how people are moving is being fed back to their PR people. Okay. So at one point they'll tell people, oh, you know, you should be talking about draining the swamp. And they'll talk about draining the swamp, okay? And at another point in time, they'll actually bring the swamp in, okay? Like Trump did with Pompeo and John Bolton. And then at one point, Trump will say stuff against Fauci. And then 12 hours before he leaves office, he'll give the commendation award to Fauci, which is what he did. He gave the president commendation award to Fauci. Kamala Harris, same thing, right? One day her actions will be to really screw over people of color and actually throw them in jail all day and be a really horrible prosecutor. And another day she'll be, you know, dancing around with black people, okay? Because they have infinite amount of resources right now to watch out what we want. And they are literally creating positions to resonate with what people want so we don't break away and we build a bottoms-up movement to shatter them. And that is what my run for president is about. It's about telling people, wait a minute, look at Dr. Shiva. Look at this guy. He came bottoms up like me, working hard. And he's a leader. He represents us. His words match his deeds. I mean, you go look at my positions, Ryan, from when I was a 17-year-old kid to today. They've essentially deepened my distaste for those in power. And that distaste has resulted in building a global movement to smash these people. So we, the working people, rise up and have an opportunity to get what we want through leaders like myself. Their positions go from here to there to here. And they follow the money, right? Trump follows the money. One day he's saying he's against Big Pharma. He took money for his inauguration from Big Pharma and executed what everything Big Pharma wanted. Now he's got this scumbag, Booby fucking Kennedy, talking about make America healthy again, when Booby fucking Kennedy said that he wants full vaccination of all Americans and supported lockdowns, which created massive issues for many, many people, right? People know that the lockdowns were the fundamental way that many, many Americans became more depressed, more unhealthy, lost touch with their loved ones, et cetera. And that was brought to you by Trump. So the guy who calls himself the father of the vaccine now has colluded with the guy who claims he's against vaccine mandates, Booby fucking Kennedy. And you just look at the contradictions. This is all about manipulation, Ryan. That's what this is about. Moving with the wind, watching what people want to hear, saying it to them and thinking people forget what they did 6 months ago. So our campaign wants to remind people that you do have an option to support Shiva for president, support our movement, which is about walking the walk, not talking the talk, and then doing whatever the hell you want to do. So people need to recognize that they need to raise their standards. And whether it's Kamala Harris changing her positions or Trump changing his positions, none of these people have any interest in your advancement but to just to manipulate you and screw you. And while cost of living goes up and lifespan goes down.
Next question directed towards Trump. Is there anything you regret about what you did on January 6th?
Well, I'm not sure how he answered that, Ryan, because I'm not watching it, but I can tell you this. If anyone actually, again, goes to the root of the issue, people will know it was my work in 2020, which uncovered the real issues of election fraud that 500 million people throughout the world heard about. It was my analysis which showed the entire systemic process of election fraud, which is occurring right now, which begins with who gets access to the ballot. As you know, even though the many, many electors throughout the country did everything right, followed all the rules and got us on the ballot, they are working very hard to deny us ballot access. We now have 5 lawsuits against them, federal lawsuits filed by everyday working people. I want everyone to understand, it is the electors, everyday working people are filing these lawsuits without any support from lawyers or figuring out how to file these lawsuits. So there's a lawsuit in Wisconsin against the Secretary of State. There's a lawsuit now in New Jersey against the Secretary of State, a lawsuit in Tennessee against the Secretary of State, a lawsuit in Utah that was just filed, and a lawsuit in Washington, D.C., and potentially one coming up in Nebraska. But these are being done bottoms up because ballot access is where the election fraud starts. And then the election fraud then proceeds to where someone like me, for example, we won our Senate election here, then they have the election fraud that they can do on the day of election, which is manipulating the votes on the machines. Okay, that's the other way that they can do it. And then they also do election fraud with mail-in ballots. But we were the ones who discovered all that. Trump stole all my material and just used it to raise about $500 million without any intention of doing anything, just to make money. So January 6th was a honeypot. It was set up by Trump, set up by the Democrats, both of them together, to identify those people who were very upset with what took place and were willing to potentially take radical action and to sucker them in and then to throw them in jail. It was a setup. Now, a few days before January 6th, you know, I was actually planning on going down. And then I saw that Trump was working with a guy called Ali Alexander from Stop the Steal. And I said, something smells awful here. And we called off our trip, which was the right thing to do. And anyone looking at this, particularly the people on the right who think Trump's fighting for them, you're all being taken for a ride. Understand that the establishment is one and they work together to sucker people in and to jail them. And the people who got thrown in, who got locked up, were Trump supporters, not Hillary Clinton. So you have to go down to the systems issue. And those of you who are listening, if you really want to learn how to take a systems approach, become part of the global movement for truth, freedom, health, because you'll actually understand how all of this works. Otherwise, you'll be chasing your tail all day thinking these guys are actually doing something and speaking something of significance when they're not. What they are speaking is theater, 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 and anything that they do that sounds anti-establishment is to merely sucker you back into them to make you think they're going to do something, but they're not going to do anything, Ryan. Nothing. Zero, zero, zero. In fact, they're going to sucker you and make sure you don't build a bottoms-up movement. That's what this is about. That you don't follow leaders bottoms up. You don't have real leaders like myself.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, there was, I think, a quote from Trump referring to January. He said, "I'll be right there with you," as he was encouraging people to walk and storm into the Capitol or whatever. And then I think his brigade maybe took off at that time, and he was right there with himself and his Zionist buddies, if I remember correctly. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it something like that?
Yeah. I mean, Trump said, "I'll march down there with you." He got everyone to go down in that direction. Then he got in his SUVs and went the other way. And he worked, in my view, he worked with Nancy Pelosi. They act like they're on opposite sides, then to jail all those people. Okay. It was a setup. It was a setup to find, you know, those Americans. Unfortunately, many of them were naive, thinking there's a shortcut to shattering the swarm by just, you know, storming the Capitol. That's not the way it's going to get done. If we want to change the systemic dynamics of oppression, we have to build a bottoms-up movement. And that has to be deliberate. It has to be conscious. And it has to involve learning the science of systems of how these people manipulate you. And it's going to take time to build our own organization structure. There is no magic bullet here to end the attack on working people. And many of you know our movement, Truth, Freedom, Health, my run for presidency, is the only force that is taking a very conscious, deliberate approach to build such a bottoms-up movement, which should have been done 50 years ago. So the takeaway is people like Trump, people like Pelosi, all of them know that people are waking up and want to get out of bed to do something. So they use doofuses like Kennedy. They put out idiots like Jill Stein or Cornel West, you know, fake independents to attract segments of the people who want to break away. And then they sucker them right back into the establishment. You saw Kennedy support Trump. You saw Cornel West then support Kennedy, okay? And so on. So they do not want a bottoms-up movement coming. January 6th was a way to tell people that if you try to build a bottoms-up movement, this is what we're going to do to you, you see? That's what it really was. And Trump, I mean, Trump did everything. I mean, he's an agent. He's an agent of the swarm. He's an agent of Mossad. Same with Kamala Harris. And everything Trump did was to save Big Pharma, annihilate bottoms, scare people from building bottoms-up movements. That was his job, and he did it magnificently.
Next question directed towards Trump. Are you acknowledging that you lost in 2020?
Well, look, the fundamentals here are to make it appear as though Trump is a martyr, right? Like he was a victim. Again, if you unravel the dynamics of the swarm, they are not going to let anyone have access to the presidency who's not one of their own. Now, to make the masses feel like they're running for elections, they do a little bit of theater, right? That's what they do. So when you unravel all of this, which I've done, you know, we exposed all of this in 2020-21, mathematically, scientifically, from an engineering standpoint. Elections are selections. Elections are selections, period. So now if you step back and you say, well, if elections are selections, were they only that case when Trump was supposedly, quote unquote, cheated in 2020, or were they also in 2016? And if you apply this engineering concept, you know, consistently, you'll find that Trump too was selected in 2016. Okay, there's lots of evidence, Hillary complaining about election fraud taking place, but then she quickly shut up. Okay, Obama was put into office. The elites again have a sensor system that is surveilling, understanding which way people are moving. If people are starting to break from both wings of the establishment, they create a populist candidate to sucker them back in. That was the role of Obama. They found a black guy who talked about hope. And by the way, 56, 70, 60% of Trumpers at that time voted, later Trumpers voted for Obama. Quite fascinating. So they created Obama to keep people in from breaking away and building a bottoms-up movement. And they used Obama for two terms, and he allowed himself willing to be used. You know, they gave him lots of money and book deals and all this kind of stuff. The guy was a pauper before he came in and leaves with hundreds of millions of dollars, right? That was his payoff. So they needed a white guy, and that was the purpose of Trump. If Hillary Clinton had done everything Trump did, lock down the economy, right? Support big pharma, passed CISA in 2018, which destroyed the First Amendment. If Hillary Clinton had done that, there would have been a revolution in this country. So they needed a white guy talking about make America great, lock her up, manipulating people while he talked a big game about he's going to force Mexico to build a wall. Did none of that. He executed everything the Zionists and the elites wanted perfectly. That was his job. Then they needed to bring Biden in. Another election is a selection to have total control to execute what they needed to do in Ukraine. Now the elites, by the way, everyone needs to understand that whether it's Kamala Harris or Trump, Israel is going to get whatever it wants, period. Because both of these guys are Zionist cocksuckers, as I've said over and over again. Again, I'll repeat, I'm the only candidate who's not a Zionist cocksucker, period. Both of these candidates are. They are not for the advancement of the American working people. They're for the advancement of their own wallets. And that's what they're really doing. So, 2020, it's not about was the election stolen. That makes it look as though Trump was a victim. The issue is 2020 was a selection. 2016 was a selection. 2008, it was a selection and so on. And that's what we need to understand. How they execute these selections are at various levels. They do it at the machine level. They do it with mail-in ballots. They do it with controlling ballot access. It's a multi-systems problem of ensuring that they get who they want.
Yeah, and allowing only two people on the debate stage as well. I think that another way they do it. Next question to Kamala. Do you think Trump is intimidating you according to what he has said in the recent past?
Stupid question. I don't even want to answer it, you know? It's nonsense. You see what they're doing? the entertainment is like WWE wrestling. They want to create as though these people on two sides of the establishment. If you really look at both of these people, we should talk about how similar they are, Ryan, how similar they are. Okay. Both of them are characters created by the swarm. Neither of them would have anything were they not created by the establishment. Trump would be, you know, living out of a trash can right now, completely bankrupt, if it wasn't for Wilbur Ross, who saved him during his last bankruptcy that he had. You know, the idiot was taking 14.5% loans to support his quote unquote businesses in Atlantic City. Wilbur Ross came in from above, swooped him up and put him on the path to the presidency. No one knows what Kamala Harris's real background is, right? Where did she come from? And you can just look at her history, how she literally slept her way through what she got. Trump also slept his way through what he got in a different way, by being a prostitute for all of the Zionists that supported him. Kamala Harris did it in a different way, much more literal way. But regardless, both of these people have huge shackles on them, and they owe a lot to the swarm's elites. So I think we should consider, first of all, how similar these people are, not how different they are. One may be an orange face, one may be a brown face, one may have the name Trump, one may have the word Harris, but when you line them up side by side, they're the exact same policymakers for both wings of the establishment, with some minor differences, which is just to keep the theatrics going.
All right, next question directed to Kamala. President Biden, to break through the stalemate in Israel, how would you handle Israel and Palestine?
Well, look, we need to understand that America is occupied. If you notice, I've been very consistent on this since 1984, you know, when I really started understanding the fact that Zionism is racism in the service of imperialism, and how the swarm and the Zionists like to conflate anti-Semitism with anti-Zionism. But the bottom line is that the United States is an occupied nation. The U.S. Economic policy and the U.S. foreign policy are controlled by Zionists end to end. The United States is occupied. So those people who want to talk about the occupation of Palestine, the liberal Zionists like Jill Stein or other these fake independents, don't want to talk about the fact that Zionism occupies the United States. 98% of Congress people are owned by Zionists. Obviously, every presidential candidate and every senator is owned by Zionists. Who is not owned by Zionists, who suffers from Zionism, and their control is the average middle-class American working people, because the cost of living keeps going up and up and up and up because of the printing of money. The U.S. does printing of money because they're the reserve currency. They're able to maintain reserve currency status by keeping the aircraft carrier in the Middle East known as Israel fed. That's the way this works. And Israel makes sure they're fed by, you know, sending money back to the politicians. It's one vicious cycle, which is against the American working people. We must cut funding to Israel. If you want to, you know, I said the cost of living curve is going like this, Ryan, as we have up on our website. If you want to make that curve go down, you have to castrate the forces of Zionism. Yes, there you go. So if you see that black line, I'm going to make Ryan bigger. If you see that black line that Ryan is showing right there, that black line is cost of living. And the red line is life expectancy going down. And this has been happening since 1970. And as Ryan moves away that card from the, you'll see it says, they're killing you, shatter the swarm. And everyone should go right now, or when they get time, they should go see the video, shatterthestorm.com. And I'll put it up here because it'll really tell you, teach you, you'll learn how the few control the 8 billion of us. But my goal here, Ryan, you know, when you, Israel and the Palestinian situation, and it's been going on for a long time. The reason no change has occurred, the reason a genocide takes place, you have to really consider this, is for everyone who claims that they're against Zionism or fighting to free Palestine, you'll find out 99% of those movements have been infiltrated, okay? That's what you'll actually discover, that those movements have actually been infiltrated.
Okay, that's, there's a commercial break, so that's the last question for now.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we'll do is if there's a commercial break taking place, we'll just take a quick commercial break. And for everyone listening, we'll play you our commercial about our campaign, and we'll come right back.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement, all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for President.
All right, everyone, we're back. Good, Ryan.
Next question.
I just want to let everyone know that you can go to shiva@numeral4president.com, get bumper stickers, you can get cards. We have a vote and write-in card. We'll be on the ballot either as a write-in candidate, which you still have to do a lot of paperwork, or be listed. And we're fighting in about six states right now lawsuits that we filed, our electors have filed, against the secretaries of state for their illegal attack on our electors, who did everything perfectly, got all the signatures. But anyway, everyone should go to shivaforpresident.com, get bumper stickers, volunteer, and donate. Go ahead, Ryan.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Next question, Trump. You said you would solve the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. So, Dr. Shiva, how exactly would you do that? I mean, I don't know how to answer that question or how to phrase that.
That's what they asked Trump, right?
What they asked Trump, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to understand that if you look at the long arc of this, it started with, Obama and McCain, and then it went to Trump, and then it went to Biden. It's not like the situation in Ukraine suddenly happened between Ukraine and Russia. In fact, Putin, in his recent interviews, has said, as far as we're concerned, it doesn't matter whether Trump or Biden is in power, because they're all going to screw Russia or create war. What we need to understand is that whether it's Trump or Biden or Obama, these people are puppets. They all profit from war. If they're not doing war, directly, they're doing war against the American people. So a lot of people said, Trump didn't start any wars, right? Well, he conducted one of the biggest wars against the American people, which was the lockdowns and the quote unquote pandemic, where there was massive wealth transfer. There was many, many people who died during that period from, as we're finding out, from the jab itself, right? From the jabination. So who actually did, a lot of unfortunately ignorant people said, Trump didn't start any wars. Yeah, because he was conducting a war against the working people right here at home, right? And he's the one who teed up everything for Israel, for Netanyahu, who's the one who put him in power. The work of James Borfin brings this up very clearly. It was Netanyahu who did the election fraud so Trump could get into power against Hillary. So, and you go look at the history of where Ukraine is, and step by step by step, the elites have been about ensuring the advancement of NATO. Trump, whatever comes out of Trump's mouth is vastly different than what he does. If there's one lesson to be taken away. So it doesn't matter what he says. When he says he's going to lock people up, when he's going to stop the war, when he's going to do this or this or this, the elites are telling him to say that just to take one wing, large masses of people saying, Trump's going to take care of this for us, right? So people lay down their arms mentally and emotionally, and they don't build a bottoms-up movement. They think their boy Trump is going to take care of things for them. And that's what the danger is with Trump. He disarms a large portion of the American public from coming to our movement. That's his job. And saying, wait a minute, no one's going to save us. Trump ain't going to save us. He actually will screw us. But Trump says this kind of stuff to act like he's going to save the American people. But his job is to make people think that, while he will do the exact opposite to screw the American people. And just look at the 4 years, what happened? And Biden screwed the American people. And whether it's Kamala Harris or Trump, their job is to extract wealth from the American people, period.
I think that says it, save yourself.
Yeah. So as Ryan's holding that card up, if you can hold it up again, everyone listening can go to shivaforpresident.com, And you should go there because our goal is to get you guys doing what it takes to save yourself. So if you go to the website, shivaforpresident.com, you can go to the free download section and you can get this card. It says, save yourself, vote, write in Dr. Shiva, because in some places we're vote, or you can write us in Texas, it's write in. And then you can, the back of the card says, this is what's going on. Cost of living has been going up since 1970 and lifespan's been going down. And we encourage people to go watch Shadow the Swarm video. You can also get this in Spanish, right, in other languages. But this is the first step everyone should do. If you guys don't want to go do printing and you just go right to the shop here, and you'll notice we have the cards right here, and you can get the card right here, okay? So you can go purchase the cards, 10,000 cards for about $175. And we want millions and millions of these cards being handed out so everyone can go do that. You can get 10,000 cards right at the shop. So I hope you guys go take advantage of that and plaster these cards everywhere. All right, Ryan.
Yep, next. Kamala, if elected, how would you deal with Putin? Would it be different from what Biden did?
Well, listen, when you look at Russia, I don't know, you know, I don't know Putin as an individual, but just talk about the Russian people. We need to recognize that it was the Russian people who defeated Nazism. You know, the Russian people lost 20 plus million people's lives. We're brought in history class to think that it was British and US imperialism which won World War II. In fact, the British imperialists and the US imperialists were hand in glove with Hitler. It was the Russian people who won. So that's a very important context to understand this. The Russian people, working people, are not the enemy of the American working people. If anything, our real enemy is right at home, the members of the swarm who fight against us. So we need to start moving away from these concepts of Russia versus Iran or Iran, sorry, Russia versus US or, you know, Israel versus Iran. In all of these countries, there's two sets of people, the elites and then the working people of these countries. So fundamentally, this question again, Ryan, is under the supposition that the working people of the United States have some major disagreement with the Russian working people, you know? You know, one point of note, you know, tomorrow evening we'll be doing a conference on the safety of genetically engineered foods. And we're going to focus on New Zealand. Many people don't know this, but Russia has banned genetically engineered foods. It's a pretty good thing, you know? They're focusing on building their soil, building, you know, food in a much more sustained way. So you really have to ask about the working people of Russia versus the working people of the United States. You'll find out we have far more in common than any of us do against the oligarchs who run Russia or run the United States.
Okay, next question. Kamala, do you bear any responsibility in the way that the withdrawal from Afghanistan played out?
Well, you got to understand, it was Trump who teed up the situation. So things were handed over to the Taliban. And then Biden continued. So the baton was passed from Trump to Biden. They work hand in glove again. Because you see, Afghanistan has a ton of rare earth minerals. And if you notice, wherever U.S. or global imperialism goes, when they find resources in many of these other poor countries, they make sure that they put dictatorial regimes in there so they can use dictators to extract wealth for the interests of U.S. or other global imperialists. So the Taliban were put into power through the efforts of Trump, through the efforts of Biden. Both wings work to do that. Very important to understand this. And also, people in the United States need to know that when they think about Afghanistan, they think people, you know, with long beards and turbans on their head running around in, you know, always shooting at people. Well, if you go look at pictures in the early 1900s, you find out that the Afghan women had the right to vote, Ryan, even before American women did. Okay? It's quite a modern, advanced country in from a cultural standpoint. And it was U.S. imperialism which put back Afghanistan into the 10th or 15th century. Why? Because of the incredible amount of resources and strategic nature of Afghanistan. They need dictators there to operate it. So both Trump and Biden were hand in glove supporting the subjugation of the Afghan people. In fact, if you look even 5 or 6 years ago, while Trump was in power and Biden is in power, the Afghan women were begging. Afghan women were fighters fighting the Taliban. They were saying, please give us weapons to the United States. The U.S. purposely, intentionally left those weapons there. So the Taliban and the Afghan, you know, elites could subjugate their own people. That's what it was done. And by the way, if you look at U.S. imperialism has done this for many years all over the world. Latin America, we put in dictators. Southeast Asia, we put in dictators. Wherever U.S. imperialists went, we talk a good game about democracy, but we always put in dictators to control people so we could have, quote unquote, our guys there, not my guys, but the friends of the elites, to subjugate these people.
Zionism. Trump, why do you believe it's appropriate to weigh in on racial identity of your opponent?
The question is, why is Trump weighing in?
Why is Trump weighing in on the racial identity of Kamala, of his opponent?
Well, again, look, this is all WWE theater, right? You have to recognize that while race and sex or sexism and racism are talked about, or people behave racist or behave sexist, you know, subjugating women or subjugating people of color, of all color races, what the elites do not want us to talk about is caste and class, Ryan. So to the extent Trump attacks Kamala Harris on her quote unquote race, the elites actually like that because you're splitting people by black and white or men and women. They love that, but they don't want people to remove the layers and understand there's something deeper than that, which is caste or class. And this is very personal because Kamala Harris comes from a Tamil Brahmin family, one of the elites of the elites. Her family, her, you know, ancestors, or just a couple of generations ago in India, were the ones who would throw rocks at my people, who would call us the equivalent of the N-word in India. She's from an upper caste, 0.0001%. Trump is from an upper caste. So again, if you really unravel this, you'll find out that these people are extremely similar. They will talk about race. They'll talk about, you know, she'll talk about Trump being a sexist. He'll talk about her race, right? All this kind of stuff. But these are distinctions that are used as a cover up to go not go after the real issues of class and caste, because it will reveal that both of them come from the same class and the same caste. And so again, it's a smokescreen, Ryan. So he talks about our race, and then the people, the black community, say, oh, Trump's a racist. Okay, so therefore all white people are racist, and they have that race war going on, you see? And it's very, very beneficial. As long as the American working class and middle class are split and we don't get our shit together and support real leaders like myself who come from below, we're always going to be caught in this dialectic that really has nothing to do with advancing the interests of the working people of this country.
We're waiting on the next question. You know, I think it's interesting that they bring up the racial identity of your opponent, and not really to go into this per se, but it's, I think what has happened in the campaign of Dr. Shiva is this type of racial abuse going on where they don't even acknowledge you. They shadow ban you on social media. And would it be appropriate with this question to comment on that?
Well, I think, Ryan, let's talk about that. I think the bottom line people realize is that because I come from below and I represent all working people of all races, I'm very dangerous to them. So they go to great efforts with the use of other deep state agents and Mossad agents like Tucker Carlson and Elon Musk to make sure I'm heavily shadow banned. You know, before they just threw me off Twitter after I won my lawsuit, they realized I'm the guy who discovered how government works hand in glove with social media. So they put me back on Twitter to give the illusion of free speech. But the level of censorship that they do, many have said I'm probably one of the most censored people on the internet, because they put you on and they make sure no one, you know, gets to see you. So everyone listening to this, the future is offline. Go to Shiva for President, get those cards and start handing them out. But that's what everyone can do in your own way. So you become the social media by going offline.
Okay, next question to Trump on Obamacare. 9 years after you started running, do you have a plan? And can you tell us what it is?
And who is that directed to? Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Trump has no plan. I mean, you got to understand this guy has no plan at all. His goal and the reason he's the W. By the way, people may not know, but Trump was a worldwide wrestling Hall of Famer. So anything out of his mouth is all marketing to manipulate people. But when you look at healthcare, and I've done a number of videos on this, you know, for years, the healthcare problem can be solved in a very fundamental way. If you go back about 70 years ago or even 50 years ago, most individuals had a direct relationship with their family doctor. Most family doctors knew your family, they knew about you, et cetera. And then if you go back about 100 years in the United States right here, the norm was alternative medicine. Food was medicine, using herbs, all these things were the natural healthcare system. What has happened over the last, starting particularly in the 70s, the goal was to make sure that the healer and the person needing to be healed were more and more separated, right? So there was a period where the healer and the healed, or the person needing to be healed, had a close relationship where the doctor would look at you, he would talk to you, he knew your family, he would come to your home, right? They would understand what was going on. And most of what they did was non-invasive interventions. But over the year, what's happened is, over the years, is that the goal was to disintermediate the patient practitioner relationship. And in between the patient and the practitioner now are insurance companies, right? Pharmaceutical companies, many, many layers. So if you go see your doctor today, you're lucky if you get to even talk to them for 15 minutes. The doctor is looking down at typically a screen and making sure everything's filled out there so he gets billed by the insurance company. It's one important feature. The other important feature to understand is that the reason people have to go get insurance is because the cost of healthcare is high. So people are like, oh my God, if I went into the hospital, I'd have to pay $100,000, $200,000. I better get insurance. The reality is that the insurance companies are in collusion with big hospitals, big pharma, and big hospitals, as I mentioned, because they need to keep the cost of healthcare high. So you go buy their insurance. You see what I'm saying? This is very fundamental to understand. In fact, the real criminals in all of this are two organizations, which I've talked about, which again, 90% of congressmen and presidents have no idea about, called GPOs, group purchasing organizations, and pharmacy broker managers, PBMs. The group purchasing organizations, there's three monopolies right now, three of them. They're the ones who control the flow of everything that you see in a hospital, be it the bedpan, the pillows, etc. And initially when GPOs, group purchasing organizations, existed, they were brought in to lower the cost of healthcare. But eventually they consolidated and three of them control, they monopolize the flow of every equipment, everything into a hospital. So they artificially have increased the price of everything and they create scarcities. And many of you may not know, in hospitals, it's hard to get insulin. It's hard to get saline now. On the outpatient side of the place where you get medicine, there's another middleman called pharmacy broker managers. So yes, big pharma is evil, but the PBMs are even more evil because they control the flow of how drugs actually show up at the pharmacy. And again, there's three monopolies. What's fascinating is that three major insurance companies have bought the three major GPOs and the three major PBMs. So insurance companies have created an opacity of the cost of healthcare. So how do you solve this? Well, you must make GPOs and PBMs illegal. GPOs and PBMs have the right to give kickbacks to hospital administrators, for example, on the inpatient side. So the whole thing is a corruption racket. So the goal is to lower the cost of healthcare. Well, it's actually very easy to lower the cost of healthcare. You get rid of these dark, deep state middlemen known as GPOs and PBMs. That's the first thing I would do, Ryan. You solve that, you lower the cost of healthcare, and you solve many, many problems downstream.
Okay, one thing that I thought of just was that there's the free online courses, and there's one specifically in there about the immune system that you did, and it's something that people can do and go watch and for free. There's, I don't know, is there, I think there's 30 or so videos on there.
Yeah. I think what, if people go to Shatter the Swarm right now, and then you go there, watch a video, and there's a Get Off the Plantation course series, absolutely free for everyone. It's my gift to everyone. And if you go through that course, there's about 20, 30 videos. One of them, and you learn from a systems perspective, you learn, as Ryan is saying, what is the immune system, how to take care of the immune system, and how the discourse on pro or anti-vax is a wrong discourse. The issue is, do you want to boost the immune system? And what are the things you can do to support the immune system? Again, we give this away for free. Because of that video and the many protocols that came up during quote unquote COVID, we saved hundreds of millions of people's lives. So as a presidential candidate, as an engineer, as a biologist, I actually have real tangible solutions.
Okay, thank you. Next question, Kamala, to the government care plan. 2 years later, you mentioned that this would include an option. What is that plan today? I don't know what they're talking about, option. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, look, what they've done, Ryan, is they made the healthcare. I mean, anyone knows, go try to buy health insurance. It is so freaking complicated. You need, 100 PhDs to help you figure out which is the right healthcare system. And then you get a lot of scammers, you get scammed. So they've made the system so complicated. The way we actually, the only option that I would talk about is direct care between the relationship between you and your doctor. There's a number of practitioners who are leaving medicine and saying, look, or leaving the traditional medicine system and saying, look, I'm not gonna take insurance. You pay me, $50 a month, and the family practitioner takes about 500 patients a year, that's it. He gets to make about $500,000 a year. And his model is, if you 80% of the issues that people have can be solved with the healthcare practitioner. So this direct care model, each one of us gets off of insurance, except for crisis insurance. And if you work it out, you can do about $220 a month, and you have your first $50 to $75 a month you pay out of pocket. And this direct provider is there for you all the time. And then you get crisis insurance. So I've laid out the solution for nearly, you know, since 2017, 2018. And so the solution is fundamentally to recognize that the current insurance model is you keep paying more and more and more for insurance because the cost of healthcare goes up. So the way to peel it away is we have to incentivize doctors to get out of this. You pay them directly out of pocket, and then you get crisis insurance. You know, God forbid something awful occurs, okay? So there's a very simple solution for healthcare. However, it's not gonna happen until you shut down GPOs and PBMs. So I shut down GPOs and PBMs and create incentives for doctors to peel away and create their own direct models.
Okay, thank you. Next question, what will you do for climate change?
You mean the climate scam? There's nothing to do. You don't have to do anything. Just, you know, as an engineer and a scientist, as a mathematician has looked at it, this is one of the biggest scams on the planet. I think, Ryan, you said in that Get Off the Plantation video series, there's a very good video on climate. I walk people through.
Paris Accords one?
In the Paris Accords video. And then I also do one, there's a number of videos where I educate people on the physics of how the sun and the earth interact and how in all of these climate models, they've left out something very, very important, the clouds. They literally left out clouds out of their models because clouds have the ability to modulate temperature. They're like the iris in your eye. If I shine something very bright, your pupils dilate. If you're in a dark room, they increase. Clouds have an iris effect, and they have the ability to, you know, modulate heat in the atmosphere. The Earth is a very complex system. It knows how to maintain its homeostasis. Your body knows how to maintain 98.6, you know, plus or minus a half a tenth. Because one of the things you learn that we teach people is that systems are intelligent systems. They have ways to sense changes and they have ways to modulate them. And the Earth is a complex but intelligent system. So, yeah, the climate change stuff is absolute scam created to put another tax on people called carbon tax. So people will willingly accept carbon tax by saying, oh my God, it's good to pay the carbon tax. I'm helping the environment. No, what you're doing is you're cutting your own throat.
Okay, commercial break.
All right, to everyone listening, we're going to play you another commercial on why all of you should take the opportunity to become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. We'll be right back.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
Okay, closing statements. I read that they were giving each of them 2 minutes.
Yeah, so I think the main closing statement that I'd like to give everyone is that the run for president, and by the way, everyone needs to recognize that you can participate in this movement in a very profound way. So I want to encourage everyone to go to shivaforpresident.com. And the way that you can participate is you can go right down to the free download section right here, because this movement has a very simple slogan. And the slogan is right there, save yourself. If you want to save yourself, you can vote and write in Dr. Shiva for president. And as a part of saving yourself, we need to recognize this reality. They're actually killing you. Since 1970 till today, the cost of living has been going up, regardless of whether it's left or right or these fake independents, and lifespan has been going down. If you have a son or daughter today, your child is going to have a shorter lifespan than you. Look at this data. And it's not going to change by voting for one of these fools, getting lost and thinking that they're fundamentally different than each other. They're not. They're going to continue this downward path of lifespan going down and cost of living going up. The only way to save yourself is to start organizing yourself in the community of other people who are also committed to saving themselves. And you can start one by learning how to fight back. You got to learn how to fight back. So go watch the Shatter the Swarm video. You can go to shatterthesvarm.com. That's where your journey starts. take these cards. You can print them out. It's free. You can hand them out. You can print them. Those of you who want to hand out lots of them, which we recommend, go right here and get these 10,000 cards. You can see there's a bunch of these cards you can get. You can get a pack of them. And this includes shipping. Gets 10,000 cards for $175. It's less than a couple of pennies a card, including shipping. And hand this out to all your friends and family. Because when you hand out these cards, what you're telling people is, look, we need to bring ourselves to a state of consciousness that we recognize no one is coming to save us. And this guy, Dr. Shiva, and his campaign for president, and all the people throughout the country who are supporting him, are also believing this very powerful message, save yourself. And saving yourself begins with educating yourself on who are the elites, how do they manipulate you, and you getting on the journey to learn how to fight back. And that is how we're going to change the world, Ryan. It's not going to come from some messiah coming from above. It's going to come from us organizing ourselves. So wherever you are, recognize that our movement has been working very, very hard to enable you guys to write us in nearly every state and or vote for us in those states where they haven't cheated us yet, okay? But this is a dynamic movement where we educate you, we teach you, et cetera. And that is the only way out of this. So I'm not going to hear whine about all the ways that they screw us, Ryan, because they'll continue screwing us. What we need to talk about is how we fight back and win. And history shows that the only way of winning is when we, working people, come together globally and locally, nationally, and recognize the problems that we face are the same problems that the people of China face, the same problems that the people of India face, the working people, same problem the people of England face, Canada, everywhere, Latin America. The working people of this world are being screwed by the same oligarchs that all go to the same clubs, their children go to the same, you know, equestrian shows. They all hang out together, guys. Don't think they're on different sides. And so we need to start educating ourselves and building a bottoms-up movement. My run for president gives people a fundamental way to actually solve this problem, which is you and us collectively coming together. That's what this campaign's about. But if you go look at that graph and you think they're going to do something for you, you're out of your mind. They're not going to do anything for you. They're going to screw you more and more and more and more, as this graph shows. Nothing is going to change, because between 1970 and today, lifespan has been going down. Cost of living is going up. So you have to look at that. So we need a systems overhaul. And that systems overhaul can only happen when you want to save yourself and you start respecting yourself and you start identifying leaders like myself who are one of you. That's the only way out of this. Kamala Harris ain't one of you. Trump ain't one of you. You know, he's got golden plated toilet seats. Okay. He's not going to let you hang out with him. Okay. Unless you pay him a lot of money. Okay. So we need to build a bottoms-up movement to shatter the swarm. So everyone, here's my homework assignment for people. You know, number one, go to Shatter the Swarm. Watch this video. Learn how the few control the many. Number two, then become a warrior scholar. Learn how to think. And then come to our Thursday town halls. Every Thursday, we host town halls, open houses, and start building community with other people so you don't feel alone and lonely. Every Thursday is 11 a.m., either EST or 8 p.m., RSVP, and become part of our campaign. Yep, 1 second.
Yeah, and I would just add a couple of things with regards to the town hall is that you're not going to get any of the swarm to do a town hall. And if you and to be able to go and interact with any of them, as he said, you're going to have to pay Trump a ton of money. And you can, if you're a first timer, you get to introduce yourself and ask any questions. So definitely something very unique. And another idea that I came to mind was the idea that deep down within every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. So it's within us. It, to me, the reason I bring that up is it's about saving yourself, and no one's going to do it for you. No one's going to come and save you. And they've created this sick codependency that's very, very abusive, extremely abusive. So abusive that they're willing to kill and they don't care. They absolutely don't care because their bottom line and only purpose is power, profit, control, period. That's it. Power, profit, control. That's all they want to do. And they'll do anything to achieve that. Dr. Shiva, you there?
Yeah, I think you said it pretty well, Ryan. You have to be very naive to think they would not shadow ban someone like me, right? With all the accomplishments I've done, with all the degrees I've gotten, with all the companies I've created, you would think every major media would be covering someone like me, but they don't want to because they do not want one of us coming from below. They want their puppets coming from above. And that's pretty much what this is about, Ryan. And so the only way to resolve this is that we as people need to build our bottoms up movement. The good news is we've created that movement, Truth, Freedom, Health. It's manifested itself in the United States with my running for president. It's been a lot of work, and I'll be filing a Supreme Court lawsuit by myself. Everyone needs to know that we are training. You come to our movement, you will learn how to fight. You will learn system science. You will learn how to get on the ground. You will learn to build community. You'll transcend yourself to understand that the only way out of this is ourselves. I know, Ryan, you're in Texas there. You've emerged as a Texas leader. You guys have helped start holding meetings. You're building an organization there. And we're doing this in every state in the United States, and for that matter, in every country in the world. Our parents should have done this 50, 60 years ago, but they didn't, because they were bamboozled into thinking someone from above is going to come save us. And again, I can't overemphasize, everyone must look at this graph. It's unfortunate, but look at the data. Look at the data. Don't fool yourselves, okay? The only way out of this is us. And for God's sake, use this opportunity to move yourself out of this consciousness that someone's going to come save you. They're not. We have to save ourselves. Get out there and get those cards. Hand out tens of thousands of those cards to your friends, and recognize that every time you hand out a card, you're basically respecting yourself and trying to find others like you. So that's the opportunity. That's about it, Ryan. I hope this is valuable.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Yeah, tremendously valuable. Thanks for your time this evening.
Yeah, and as I close, I want to play this video by Eustace Conway, and then we'll come back and we'll say goodbye.
I found out that one of my heroes, Malcolm X, is also the hero of a man that I recently became acquainted with, who is now one of my new heroes, a fellow named Dr. Shiva, and he stands for Truth, Freedom, and Health. And who can't get behind truth, freedom, and health? I know I sure can. I sure as beep can. At this day and time, we really need to pay attention to such things as truth, freedom, and health. And Dr. Shiva is probably the only threat to the establishment in this country that I've seen in my lifetime. You know, little blips come and go, but right now Dr. Shiva is a real and serious threat to the absolute atrocities that are going on in our government here today. And he's just standing up for truth and telling people about it. And I'm going to vote for him for president because I feel like he is a man that is actually going to do something. It's a completely inverted paradigm. Dr. Shiva is all about a bottoms-up movement, not the upper echelon telling the lowers how to live, how to be. This is the opposite of the insanity of the controllers. Dr. Shiva can tell you all about it, and I hope you look at it and take it seriously, just like I have. because Dr. Shiva is the only man that I have seen in my entire lifetime that really ought to be and is correctly groomed for being the president and leader of this country.
Anyway, that's Eustace Conway. Eustace Conway is known as the last American man. You know, he lives off the land in Appalachia, up in the mountains of North Carolina. So I didn't meet Eustace. Eustace gave that endorsement on his own. So I just want to let everyone know it's time for we the people to not only wake up, but get out of bed, learn how to fight, organize among ourselves, but raise our consciousness. My running for president gives you that opportunity to do that for yourself, to save yourself. And our movement is growing explosively, but most importantly, we're identifying incredible people who get it, you know, and want to help raise the other's consciousness. No different than the framers of the Constitution, people created America. You don't need a lot of people. You need the right people who have the intersection of the right aspects of their emotion, their spirituality, their health, you know, the desire to want to really change something. We've created that environment. So get involved, but vote and write in Dr. Shiva wherever you're at and get out of this matrix of thinking someone from above is going to save you. They're not. There is no Messiah coming. I hate to say it. And even if there was a Messiah coming, the Messiah surely would want you to, you know, advance yourself and raise your consciousness. All right, everyone, be well, be the light. I want to thank you, Ryan, for helping with this. But it was very nice. Thanks, Ryan. I think we're able to learn. I'll come right back. Hold on 1 second, Ryan. All right, everyone, be well.